In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I shall read the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, as follows. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto you myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus, along with his disciples, had come to Jerusalem to the celebration of Easter. They had come humbly, traveling with asses, and Hosanna was hollered, and olive branches were thrown as Jesus traveled. And there was a feeling of celebration in the air. On Thursday evening, Jesus gathered with his own disciples for a supper, where it starts, or Jesus' followers begin to see the future. Jesus takes the role of a servant and washes the feet of the disciples and breaks bread and sets the sacrament of communion. Judas left on his own, went his own road and asked, what is happening here? Where is Jesus going when he speaks that he speaks of going to his Father? Peter said very boldly, along when he was beside his Savior, that he would be willing to give his life on his behalf. But Jesus says, tries to slow down Peter and reminds Peter that he will come, and deny Christ. The disciples are unsettled at this moment of parting. They had traveled with Jesus for 2-3 years, heard his teachings, seen miracles, enjoyed the friendship of Jesus, his patience, what he showed to those weak in faith, these disciples. These disciples were earlier answered a call to follow me. They had left their normal life behind them. And were very content in the company of Jesus. Now we are before a marvel. How do we move forward? Do we have to come along by ourselves? Is there only the few of us? When Jesus comes closer to his death, the words of Jesus to these frightened disciples, unsettled disciples, his own, "Let not your hearts be troubled," is the same as it was said to the shepherd who were afraid of the angel who appeared to them on Christmas, on the eve of Christmas, that "Be not afraid, I bring you glad tidings to everyone. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord." Savior, Jesus, Lord, was in such a situation. Why he came to this world on Christmas. Now, the great plan of God had prepared this plan. This exhortation, "Be not afraid, be not troubled," is the same as the resurrected Christ said unto to those who feared him, "Peace be unto you, I am here. There is no reason to fear." It is touching that Jesus who was preparing the way to the cross was comforting his disciples and not himself in this situation. He did not show fear or depression. He was here for his own, on their behalf. He had to die. Today, many children of God feel the same type of troubledness in their hearts when the hand of death, who has taken a close one or spouse, the power of death is such. We must ask again and again that, "Will I survive this? Can I survive alone? With what power? This day, tomorrow, how will we survive?" Today, there's much restlessness. Or a person may be troubled by the sickness of someone who is close to them. Today, some may be troubled about the future of their life. That where do I go from here? Maybe we did not get a place to study, or maybe unemployment, or some other hope and need may remain unfulfilled. Today, at these services, someone may come with those thoughts that "I'll come this time. I've been here many times, but it starts to beginning to start. But this is starting to feel foreign for this world that is here. Seems close. I will give God yet a possibility that he may preserve this flicker of flame that is still in me. The power of sin has began to flicker the light of the candle, that we may think that is will our faith end altogether. Someone may be troubled here, a child of God who is searching for peace in their hearts. God may have stopped them, searched their situation, that if I would have to leave now, things would not be well, things would not be good. I need help. The sigh of the heart is, help me, take me unto you as a disciple. Today, many crises of 30-year-old, 40-year-olds, or no matter what crisis, we may be thinking, what have I done in my life? What am I? What will I become? What do I want from life? And what will I receive for it? Many who have a family, their hearts may be troubled and may pray, If I could make it through this day without too many mistakes, and I would have strength in a normal life. Maybe someone is going to give birth with fear in their hearts. What will happen? But trusting in that God takes care of us in all situations. Many are listening services today. Maybe thinking that I did not have the money to come to services because they were so far away. You may feel as an outsider when we are not there. Where my friends in faith are gathered. But to you today, the words of Jesus are heard. Let not your heart be troubled. As people, being troubled is very familiar. As a writer in the Psalms long time ago wrote in Psalm 43 in this way, you God, you are my only comfort. Why have you forsaken me? Why do I have to go from sorrow to oppression to oppression? Oh, send out thy light and thy truth, and let me lead thee to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Church Father Augustina said that you have created ourselves for you, and our heart will be troubled until we find peace in you. The medicine of Jesus for this troubledness is very simple. He exhorts us to believe. Believe upon the Father, the Creator of all, and to believe upon Him, the Son of God. And we know that Jesus did not take it for granted that faith is possible with our own power. But it is needed. We need the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is that which helps to see, helps us to believe upon the Father and Son and under His third Holy Spirit. Jesus did not leave from this time of parting, leaving their hearts troubled. He knew of what they were made of. He knew who He traveled with and who. And He has again and again taught, again and again exhorted them to believe. We remember how Jesus often sighed on behalf of His disciples. Oh, if you only had a little faith. Jesus, in His love, took care of those who He called. They were no different than us today, normal people. Probably the same age as Jesus, around 30. Men. They needed the same simple, clear teaching what a child also understands. Jesus did not tell them to believe upon themselves or to believe upon do not look for the good in you and start building upon that. He did not also say to believe upon some person, maybe somebody who had many gifts, but told them to turn towards God. What is faith? And why is it so important? The book of Hebrews says of faith in this way. Faith is that which we hope upon and not seeing and the unseen. And why is this important? Paul writes in the 10th chapter of Romans, the faith of the heart brings righteousness, confession of the mouth, and salvation. Faith is very important. Faith is something that God gives as a gift. A gift that we should take care of. A gift so that we, each one of us, would be acceptable upon before God. In the book of Galatians, Luther writes, faith is owned and believed upon Jesus Christ, that he had reconciled our sins, and continues, it is a great matter to believe upon Christ who took away the sins of the world. We just heard in the last sermon how John the Baptist baptized the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Him. We are exhorted today to look upon him. Faith. Is trusting of the heart. God's word, which we are gathering here. It is trusting upon the promises of Jesus. And we are traveling under this promise. It is trusting upon the love of God, which has pulled us close to God and holds us there and connects us to each other. Faith brings peace to the heart. That troubledness that comes from our own sins is with possible to wash away through the forgiveness of sins. Faith gives unto our life joy, and it wishes or targets unto eternal salvation, our destination, heaven. Faith gives that hope that one day we can reach the heavenly home. Faith. Is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is for fruit, and the fruits of faith are as following. as it is written in Galatians, love, joy, peace, long suffering, friendliness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness. There is no law for these. Those who are partakers of Jesus Christ has crucified their own lusts upon the cross. We must follow the Lord Jesus Christ and his. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go prepare a place for you. There is room in heaven. Jesus has prepared everything. It is not crowded. Everything has been made for our behalf. The heavenly home is offered as being furnished. We don't need to work there. Here on earth, we plan our homes. We think what solutions we will make, what our lot is or requires, and how many square feet. We build according to our needs and possibilities. We want to ourselves and our families. We want a home that reflects us. We know that getting such a home is a long process. If we begin to build or remodel, there are many troubled moments ahead, days full of work, sometimes hopelessness, and sometimes a little hope that one day this will be ready. But it is hard for many of us. When God builds a dwelling, our bright thoughts are not needed. For everything is there and made. We do not have to be afraid of building something wrong, or that the foundation might crumble, or the inside air would be bad, or humidity. We don't have to worry that it slowly will get old. When a father's home Jesus went to build us a dwelling place, he had as material very simple matters. Couple pieces of wood that were made as a cross, four nails, and a hammer, and a piercing. The Lord Jesus built the dwelling by traveling with a cross. He gave himself to be nailed. Because on behalf of our sins, there needed to be a place in heaven. Because of sin, a person was troubled, without hope. There is no possibility. To go to heaven, to build ourselves a dwelling place. Many have tried, and many still try today. But the death of Jesus on the cross was such a building process that nothing unfinished. On Thursday evening till Sunday morning, this was a time schedule of the building of our dwelling place, the road of suffering, the dying on the cross, made it possible that on Sunday morning, time of Easter, Jesus arose. Awoke from death, being a victor of death. He prepared our dwelling place in heaven, ready to be moved in. The price was hard or strong. It could not cost any more. But God was nevertheless ready to give his own son, so that not one who believes upon him would be condemned, but would receive everlasting life. There was no debt. All is paid. The day of moving, we do not know when we will move there, but with this we know. This we do know, that when we can be moved to the other side of the border in faith, then we will reach our destination. Jesus will come to come and gather his own and bring him there where he is. Jesus did not leave those who were troubled to trust in themselves, but he promised that he will go do that what he must and come back and bring us there where there is Father, and bring us there where he is also. The kingdom of heaven. Jesus showed after his death appeared unto his own. He showed his hands where the nails had pierced, as we can see in our phase for services. This was the price of heaven, and that blood that flowed on Golgotha was that we are, through faith, acceptable to become dwellers in our heavenly home. Our arisen Lord gave that commandment of baptism, and look, I will be with you every day until the end of the world. The end of the world has not come, and this promise is still in place. Where is he? Jesus is, according to his promise, in the midst of his own, in God's kingdom, which is built upon this earth with living stones, where he is the cornerstone. These living stones have been put together with love. That love that Jesus awaits from us, children of God, when we dwell here together. Just before this gospel portion that we read, Jesus gave a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Love ye one another. Everyone will know you as my disciples if you love each other. Jesus has come through his love here to connect ourselves together, or ourselves one to another. And when the congregation here proclaim him here and throughout the whole world, and he will come again on the last day to judge the quick and the dead. Then his own will no longer be with him through his word, but they will be with him in heaven. You know the road there. He says, Jesus says, his followers know the road. And that faith knows that Jesus has prepared a place in heaven. But what did Thomas, who was doubting, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? We must notice to such a doubting, unknowing, what would Jesus say and how? He did not. He instructed him, I am the way. The road to heaven is familiar when it is the Lord Jesus. Through faith, we know the road to heaven, and the Lord Jesus knows us. We also know the Father and the home of the Father, which is our main destination. Thomas seemed to be unknowing, as Peter, who earlier asked, where is this journey of Jesus going? Pride went before the fall. With Peter, and he denied Christ, but and received his sins forgiven, and was able to dwell as a child of God until the end of his days, proclaiming, teaching, and instructing here. Thomas, who said he was doubting, was also precious to Jesus. Both were pardoned. He took care that a place in heaven for both of them was fulfilled. I am the way, life, and the truth. There's one road to heaven. There's room for everyone. Why aren't all going towards heaven? Jesus speaks in this way in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Go inside through the narrow gate. Many go through the wide gate and a wide, wide road, but that leads to damnation. How narrow is that road that goes, for narrow is the way, and only few find it. The gate is narrow. The gate is narrow, not heaven. The road is narrow, but there's room in heaven. That gate is the Lord Jesus. Through the gate, one can go through the repentance. What is this repentance? It is that that a person feels his sinfulness, accepting that, feeling that sinfulness, and accepting that gospel, the glad tidings that all this was made because of you. There's a place for you in heaven. You can believe your own unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious of blood. Even today, today you can believe. Be emboldened. Start following the Lord Jesus and us, as Apostle says, Apostle Paul says. The gate of repentance is narrow for that reason. If you have much to carry, your own merits, or a lot of sins, and also, and it's hard for that reason. Any enemy of the soul would not want to let loose of his own. I am the truth. John writes in the first chapter in this way, in this order, grace and truth. Jesus showed both. He gives an answer when one feels the pain of sin and shows the destination through himself. Today, our faith of life may be troubled by some such questions which were presented to Jesus when he was before Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is the truth? What is the truth?" And went and asked the people, what would they like? What would they want? That truth was not wanted, what the Lord Jesus was offering. A person's thoughts or opinions do not help us towards salvation. Only faith saves us. That is why today, dear travel friend, or be you troubled, we do not wish to leave you in this troubled state. You who doubt as Thomas, we wish to preach unto you just as you are here today. You can believe all sins forgiven in the name and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a good God. He will not leave us to be orphans here. He will be with us today. He is in the midst of his congregation. There where we gather in his name, where the sacraments are shared, he is here upon this earth at these services. From his heart, comes unto us our word. Let your heart not be troubled, but believe in God, and believe also in me. I've been troubled in many ways, and I feel myself as a sinner. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? This promise of the Lord Jesus, that all is prepared, is good tidings, good news unto us. The price was strong, but but we receive all as a gift for free. Amen.